Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Crime alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Ohio cops try to pull over Antoine Lindsay for faulty brake lines, but Lindsay takes off, weaving through traffic at high speeds and continues to drive after hitting a police spike strip. Lindsay loses control of his PT Cruiser while trying to pass another car. The car flips. Lindsay flies 30 feet in the air, landing in a snowbank. As cops approach, they find Lindsay's one-year-old son screaming in his car seat.
Nancy, dash cam and body cam footage of the incident shows the pursuing officer drawing his weapon and running to check on Lindsay after the crash. The officer reassures him EMTs are on the way, then notices the screaming child, radios it in, and goes to the car to investigate. The footage cuts out just after the officer reaches to unlatch the child's car seat, cooing, "Hi, buddy."
Antoine Lindsay, age 30, now charged with failure to stop and endangering a child. They say love is intoxicating, but this groomsman needed to lay off the booze. Ronte Stokes, supposed to stand with his soon-to-be brother-in-law for the wedding, but after a few too many, Stokes' sister tells him to leave. Stokes, of course, argues and eventually shoves the bride to the ground. He also strikes other wedding party members. Cops are called, and Stokes' own mother drags him to the police cruiser by his ear. Ronte Stokes, 45, now charged with 5 counts of battery. I'd like to see that wedding album. More crime and justice news after this.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, "Somebody's in the house," and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
More than a year after being found guilty of lying to police about her own whereabouts when her 5-year-old stepdaughter was last seen alive, the estranged wife of a New Hampshire man found guilty of killing his daughter and moving her body around for months has now been granted parole. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Just a few days before her husband's sentencing is set to take place, 33-year-old Kayla Montgomery is anticipated to be released in May. She has been mandated to have an approved home plan and finish required jail programs linked to substance abuse treatment. She will spend at least several months under close supervision. During her hearing at the state penitentiary prison for women, she told the 3-member panel of the New Hampshire Adult Parole Board that she should have spoken out so that the authorities could locate the girl and know what happened to her. In 2022, Kayla Montgomery entered a guilty plea to 2 counts of perjury for fabricating testimony to a grand jury regarding her employment at a donut shop on November 30, 2019, the day she claimed to have last seen Harmony. She consented to assist prosecutors in their case against Adam in exchange for a prison sentence of at least 18 months. The case of Harmony Montgomery has uncovered flaws in child protection systems and sparked demands that parents should relinquish custody of their children in favor of the children's welfare. Harmony Montgomery spent several years being moved between her foster parents and her mother's homes before her father, Adam Montgomery, was granted custody in 2019 and relocated to New Hampshire. During her husband's 2-week trial last month on charges of second-degree murder and other offenses related to the death of his daughter, Kayla Montgomery was the main witness against him. Harmony Montgomery is thought to have died on December 7, 2019, according to the authorities, but it took almost 2 years for the child to be reported missing. Her remains have yet to be found.
Harmony's stepmother, Kayla Montgomery, no longer has parental rights to her own 4 children, 3 of whom were fathered by Adam Montgomery. She says she has filed an appeal to restore guardianship. Arizona authorities have announced 2 further arrests in connection with the deadly beating of a teenage boy that occurred during a Halloween party in the Phoenix suburb of Queen Creek last year. 4 people, including 2 juveniles, have been charged in the case. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
It was 2 days after the shocking gang-style attack on October 28th that 16-year-old Preston Lord died from his injuries. In December, our friends with the Arizona Republic newspaper reported that detectives believed the Gilbert Goons, a gang that recorded and shared videos of blitz-style attacks in parks, parking garages, outside fast food restaurants, and at home parties, are responsible for killing Lord. In the days following the attack, protesters in Gilbert, Mesa, Chandler, and other Phoenix suburbs staged marches and held vigils in response to the rising gang violence. During a press conference, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell revealed that 20-year-old Dominic Turner, 18-year-old William Owen Hines, and 2 17-year-old boys were all charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping. Turner is additionally charged with aggravated robbery, and the 2 minors are being prosecuted as adults. Prosecutors indicated that further suspects may be taken into custody in the future after the arrests of 2 more suspects, an adult and a juvenile.
Last month, the county medical examiner's office ruled that Lord's death was a homicide.
Thanks, John. Kamisha Williams spends the morning at a friend's home just blocks from Bahalia, Mississippi home she shares with her grandma and her 2 children. Kamisha says her goodbyes 11 a.m., hops on her bike to head home, but she never makes it. Kamisha's family reports her missing that afternoon. Investigators find a call went out to an acquaintance about 12 hours after she was last seen. It's unclear if Kamisha made the call herself or someone else had her cell phone. Kamisha Williams, now missing nearly 15 years. 5'7", African-American, 115 pounds, last wearing a purple tank top, jeans, and white sneakers. If you have info on Kamisha Williams, please contact Marshall County, Mississippi Sheriffs, 662-252-1311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.